What's the matter with you? Don't you believe in God?
No one's interfered with you. All we're asking for is the same privilege.
You heard him. It is these people who brought this upon us. They, people who refuse to bend to the will of God and claim it privilege. Sinners and pride. Yes, haughty, privileged. They mock us, they mock our God, our faith, our values, our very lifestyle. They mock our humility and our piousness. They piss on us and laugh. It's from them. The blood of human sacrifice must come. From them. The blood of expiation.
You try it. Fucking try it!
Hey, welcome back to Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me is...
MC Trekkie. Hey, folks.
And...
Oh, wait, no, me too. Oh, you forgot about me. I'm here too.
Oh, son of a bitch. Why'd you bring Khan?
Oh, I came up myself. He don't bring me. I came up myself.
Yes, but who invited you to this virtual space because we're recording on Skype?
I heard you were talking about the women and the bad women, so I decided to show up because he's a perfect.
Oh, well, thank you, Khan, I guess, because you sort of reminded me. This is not part two of our Superman and Bugs Bunny review yet. No. Stay tuned for that. This is another comic entirely first, because this just had to be fucking reviewed. I mentioned this on an episode of Thume, and I'm like, okay, that's not enough. I have to review this myself, because this is the most evil comic ever published.
This is too evil even for me. I read it, and I winced. And I go to the bathroom, and I read it again, and I wince again. And so I read it one more time, and I wince again. This is a hard comic.
Khan, you're so perverted, you probably went to the bathroom to jerk off before you returned to this comic, because I can see where something this sick would excite you.
Oh dear, that's the Laotian word for masturbation is a wince. So if you're not to get that, I try to explain it to you. You're a little slow today. So I say I wince, and then I say I wince again. Don't you understand?
Look, I only speak American, okay? Anyway.
So I speak American too. It's just I speak intelligent American, unlike some people. Now you look here, and this is very exciting to me because a man is a put upon, and he will take a good vengeance on his wife by doing things all a man should do. See, a wife a bitch to you, then you do the next best thing. You find a new wife.
To complete my introduction to this comic review, this is actually the first in a series of three. We're doing kind of a trilogy here over this and the next two episodes. And I like to call this series of mini-reviews Fuck the Bitches. And in part one of Fuck the Bitches, this time around, we're reviewing a Jack T. Chick comic called... Lisa.
Yes, it's a good comic. It's a very good comic. I like it a whole lot. So
I'm not surprised at all. By the way, Chick himself, somebody must have told him this comic was wrong because he took it down off his website. But you can still get it online if you look hard enough. And like you said, there's like a shrew wife and her long suffering husband here at the start of the comic. And, let's see, not much going on here except, his buddy Charlie has come to visit him.
Oh, look at the first, you're rushing through this comic. Oh, so look here. First of all, he's very angry, and the wife would give him bills, and he couldn't pay the bills, and he's reading the paper. And you look at that, and there he goes. And, you notice that the wife ordered the girls to make him a food. And then he goes out, and he gets a video. He gets a porno video. Because that's what he does when his wife leave.
Yeah, so there's Chick telling all you guys, hey man, porno is evil. Don't watch it. Because, that's going to happen.
But why he say a porn evil, then he focuses so much on the porn? I don't understand this hip-hop. That's a bad. That's the opposite of what he mean to say. Because to me, this is kind of juicy. You know what I'm saying?
Trekkie, what do you think?
Hey, Trekkie? Oh, Trekkie's in the bathroom. Trekkie, get out of the bathroom.
Is he wincing?
I think he's wincing. Trekkie? Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, welcome to the worst episode ever.
The worst episode ever. Oh, you doing the? Are you doing the chick thing?
This is as I said, part one of the fuck the bitches.
Can I remind series. You that the last time we did a Jack T chick comic, what happened? You sure you want to go back there and do this again?
Oh, that's right. We were told by an enemy podcast that we're not allowed to review Jack T chick comics.
Yeah, I mean, con or no con, and I know they aren't particular fans of con, but still,
well,
it's a Jack T chick comic. You're taking a risk.
It's a funny thing. When people order me to do something, I tend to tell them to go fuck themselves and do what I want to do anyway. So the guy's friend here, Charlie, is watching porn with him. Kind of gay, if you ask me. But he's telling Henry, that's the.
Oh, I saw you and Starhawk are watching porn together. You were looking at the porn instead of doing a podcast. Were you a Starhawk a little homophobic at there? You touch a monkey?
Okay. First of all.
Okay, go ahead.
We were watching Trekkie's secret stash of porn, which is different.
I was wincing.
When were you wincing? When you were watching your own porn that we just referred to, that Starhawk and I were watching, or over this comic?
I don't remember. He gives everything away, Khan does.
Yeah, but basically, Starhawk and I were just watching Trekkie's porn so we could goof on the quality of Trekkie's porno stash.
I happen to like old porn, ladies and gentlemen. I like a porn with story. I like old porn from the 70s. I've gone into this over and over again.
Yeah, apparently
I like
you
natural
like...
natural boobies.
I was going to say bitches with, like, retro bush.
I do. I do. You know, if you're going to go down there, you know, it's kind of fun. You put on your pith helmet. You're in the jungle. You know, you see if you can find the, you know, see if you can find the little man in the boat. You know, you have to go through the weeds a little. The women these days make it too easy. They're all shaved down and they look like little girls, and it makes me very nervous.
Well, actually, that's the, you know, I don't really get the whole shaving thing, except, yeah, I do like that. In a sense, they are making themselves look like young 5-year-old bitches. Yeah,
I do like them. I look like a little girl. They look cute. They look like my daughter. And you know, little Con and me, you know, we have a special relationship.
Well, don't.
That's why I found, you know, I like this comic a little bit.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Anyway, all the Asian chicks look like little girls because, you know, they're Asian. So
Mrs. Con don't look like a little Asian chick no more. Oh no, her eyes are fall. She looked like Imelda Marcos.
Ew.
Except you know, I used to, you know, I took her shoe collection. I used to throw the shoes at her because she made me mad.
Okay, back in the comic that we're only on page 2 of. An 8-page story.
Sorry.
His friend, Henry's friend, Charlie, is like, you know, Henry.
And I used to smell the shoes. That was a good
Trekkie, can you make Khan go away? Can you just make him go away somehow? He's telling Henry, I know about...
I can't make him go away, but I think he's sniffing my shoes now, so I don't think you'll hear from him for a few minutes.
Oh, good, good, good. Let's try to review as much of this as we can while he's busy. Yeah, I thought he was gay anyway. I'm just confused.
I don't know whether he's gay or straight, but he's sniffing the shoes with abandon, so I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah, I've never understood the whole foot-slash-shoe thing. The dude's telling Henry, I know what's going on with Lisa. I know about your little secret. I'll keep quiet if we can share and share alike.
Yeah, this was pretty gross. That was when I started to like, okay, Jack D. Chick is a sick motherfucker. Because I don't care how much you preach Jesus, if this shit is in your head, you're a sick motherfucker.
Yeah. 2 months later, the guy's visiting his doctor.
2 months later?
Yeah, there's a caption. Mr. Walker, Lisa's tests show that it isn't just a rash. Then what is it? Herpes simplex type 2. I think we need to talk.
And oh my God, I'll go to prison.
Yeah, he's freaking out. And we don't know exactly why. And the doctor...
Henry, I'm not just your doctor. I'm also your friend. I know what's been going on.
Lisa told me the whole ugly story.
She lied! He shouts.
No, Henry, I'm sorry. I've examined Lisa, and she knows, and I know she's telling the truth. She was clearly sexually abused.
Oh, God, how did this ever happen?
Only God can help you now, Henry.
Oh, boy. And then Henry says a bunch of stuff, and...
See, this is all bullshit anyway. Now, my question is, which one had the herpes, him or his neighbor?
Does it matter?
And, well, one of them should... Never mind. If they were both fucking the daughter...
Ah, you gave away the ending! The thing is that... well, okay, you know what? Yeah, we'll just give it away now. Fuck it. The twist ending to the story is that the Lisa character is the dude's daughter. Which, by the way, is not clear until the very end, which makes the whole comic even that much more fucking horrific.
I don't know, man. I got it when the wife was bitching and moaning that the girls had to clean up and make dinner for the dead.
Oh, see, because I read all the comments on Scans Daily, and people did seem to agree that Chick was keeping it purposely vague. And it's like,
oh,
you know, what was this, intentionally a horror story then? But, yeah.
What, that incest is best?
Apparently, because of all the punishment this guy is going to get, which is to say none, which happens, or shall I say, doesn't happen later. So anyway, the doctor's like, look, you need Jesus. And the dude's like, look, I'm a mess. My wife's a bitch. I just like fucking my daughter. What can I say? You know, she's young. She's got that nice, smooth, hairless pussy. And, you know, she's got those little puffy nipples that taste oh so sweet. Mm. And okay, even though, like, that dialogue's not in the comic.
Hey, Tricky? Hey, Trekkie, you got any more shoes? I got nothing to do with you. Hey, Trekkie? Hey, Trekkie?
Con, go to your room, Con. Go away. Go back to the bathroom. Go win some more. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. That won't happen again.
Yeah, that threw me completely off. But anyway, just like in that other Jack T. Chick comic we reviewed like way back in episode 6, the doctor, and again, we know to trust this doctor and that he's a learned and wise man because he has glasses. Yeah, all he's doing is preaching to the guy about God. Now, mind you, he has just discovered he has given his, like, 5-year-old daughter herpes because he doesn't know that Henry is pimping his daughter out to the other guy. So he would, assume it's Henry. And, he's completely, like, not caring about the horrible sex crime that Henry has committed. He is only concerned about Henry's immortal soul.
That's why I wanted to bring it up now. It's because I wanted to talk to you about the doctor's reaction, which I found didn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
And no wonder they told him to take it down, because this, as a morality play, this just doesn't work.
I mean, I assume somebody told him to take it down, because you gotta be kidding me.
What? Yeah, he doesn't even say stop fucking your daughter. Yeah, he doesn't even say that.
That would be nice if he said that.
First of all, before I lecture you about God, tell you what, stop fucking your daughter, then let's talk about God.
Well,
okay?
There's lots of incest in the Bible, and there are parts of the Bible that pretty much do condone incest, so if you're going to be a good Christian,
the daughter's name is Lisa. The daughter's name is Lisa, not Bathsheba. I mean, come on. And that was when there was like 4 people on the planet. You had to fuck your sister and your daughter just to get more people. You know, somebody's got to do the farm, the hard labor. Somebody's got to pull the cart. And if not your mule, your daughter. CC? So at that point, you fuck your daughter, she makes you more daughters, and somebody else pulls the mule cart. That's how it works. But at a certain point, you can't fuck your daughter anymore. And that's the message that Jack Chichik clearly missed.
Well,
okay, we don't need to fuck your daughter to make more mule carts anymore.
Listen, the doctor does take action. He prays.
Yes.
He prays with Henry.
Yes, he does.
And then after they pray, Henry's like, I feel different, Doctor. I feel clean. God has forgiven me. I'm so grateful. Okay, Henry goes home. Honey, the most wonderful thing has happened to me today. And her response is?
Did you get a job?
That is funny.
Now, look at her face. I can see something different, Henry. Great. But what does this do to solve my problems?
Well,
what a fucking what a woman.
Yeah, this
what
is
a goddamn
this
woman.
This is why these mini reviews are under the umbrella title of Fuck the Bitches. Because you know what? And you gotta agree, is she being a typical woman here or what?
this has to got to go on the blog. This fucking face, this puss. I have seen this puss so many times when I've forgotten the milk, or I came home with the wrong size tomato, or my marinara sauce didn't have enough fucking oregano, or goddamn whatever it was. And this face, I saw this puss, and I swear to God, if I had a heavier,
hey,
if I had a heavier and a bigger gun. What?
Well,
oh, I'm sorry.
I'm leaning towards putting the last horrifying panel of the story up on the blog, but I haven't really decided yet. Anyway, what? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Not Con.
Tricky, can I come out now? Tricky, can I come out of the bathroom now? I'm done wincing again. I can't wince no more.
Can you lock him in? Can you lock your bathroom door from the outside?
No, for some reason, Mrs. Trekkie wanted the lock on the inside. I think it had something to do with the camera I had, or I don't know what it was. But anyway, so she put the lock on the inside, so no. Con has free access to come out and bother us whenever he wants.
God damn it. Oh, well, anyway, the evil bitch wife is actually...
Con, get away from Con. Con, get away from the cat. Con!
What's he doing to the cat?
Con, my cat. The cat is not a shoe. Con! Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What? That sounded horrific.
That's Con for you.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, apparently, where's the line? Skim, skim, skim. I hate you. I hate Lisa. The bitch is ranting and raving. And check it out. I was so angry, she says, I began taking out my frustration on Lisa. And I really hurt her, Henry. What did she do to little Lisa?
She gave her syphilis too, clearly.
That poor little girl. She is, like, fucked for life. Well, it's good to know that in this last panel, the police do... they don't.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, nothing happens to him whatsoever.
No, God comes. God comes into their life. We've got wonderful news, Lisa.
Yeah, but... You skipped the part where they pray. And Jesus...
Oh!
Yeah, Jesus...
Oh, they're holding hands.
Right, Jesus has come into her heart now. And...
This is bullshit. This is a fantasy. Nobody holds their wife's hand after like 3 months in. Nobody holds their wife's hand. That's just bullshit. I'm sorry.
Check it out. Last panel. Lisa, come here. We've got wonderful news. Your daddy and I will never hurt you again. And then you see this heartbreaking picture of little Lisa and her teddy bear.
And I was surprised about how young she was, yes.
My God, she's got to be like 4 or 5, and I'm not even kidding.
I thought she'd be like 13 or 12. I knew she was the daughter. I just thought she was like 12 or 13.
She has a look of pure terror on her face, understandably enough. But the mother's saying, we love you, and Jesus does too.
Even the bear looks scared.
The next panel that we can't see after this story, they're like, and Jesus is coming now. To love you in his own special way. We're going to let everyone love you, Lisa. Spread your legs. Whew. Most evil comic ever. I give this a 1 just on general principle. I refuse to acknowledge anything good about it.
I give this an upside down cross because Jesus is in distress. And like when you have the flag upside down when you're sailing a ship, I'm going to put the cross upside down. And put it in the ground in front of their house because Jesus is in distress. This just ain't right. This is not a right comic. And then he tells you to read the Bible. He tells you to talk to God. He tells you to get baptized down here in the little indicia, whatever the hell this is, down the bottom left-hand corner. Obey Christ's command and be baptized.
Yeah, that's in every chick tract. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What can I say? He's a real-life supervillain.
Oh, he has a telephone number down here. We should call him. Like, crank call him.
I was thinking of trying to get him for an interview, but he's, like, really reclusive.
Even Jesus can't find him.
And that's, that's probably a good thing, because if there was such a thing as Jesus in heaven, I really wouldn't want fucking Chick to get saved. And if there is a hell, he deserves to go there, just on the basis of this comic alone. Uh-oh.
Hey, I have a question.
What, Con?
Can I sniff the little girl's shoes?
That's it! We are out of here! And now, as promised last time out, more cowbell.
He's running home again. He's running in the rain, covering the brain. I'll stay in, stay in. It rains. It's walking on. crawling on the trail. Its legs are giving out, giving up. It knows time, it sees it. No, it knows time. No, it knows time. The rabbit's dying. Don't run blind. Don't swallow the pain. Don't save the brain. Look up. Look up. Can't see the rabbit lying. The rabbit's dying.
As will be immediately apparent, is the second installment of our review of the Superman and Bugs Bunny limited series.
Issue two.
Yeah, Elmer's on the cover. They're shooting him, bullets are bouncing off because Elmer is Superman, and he's like, "Quime does not pay." Yeah. So, Flash, okay. Hey, it's not Speedy Gonzalez this time.
No, of course not.
Beep, beep.
Oh, what a surprise.
Okay, you know what? I was dissing Foghorn Leghorn. Maybe I spoke too soon. I really never liked any of the Roadrunner cartoons. It was just the same slapstick over and over. The only time we got a break was the one with the little boy who wanted to be a puss psychiatrist.
I don't remember that one, but I do remember. I just liked all the efforts that Wile E. Coyote made to try to.
Well,
it's kind of funny. It's kind of cute. Like, all I kept saying is, all that money on Acme products, just go buy yourself a dinner. Just go buy dinner.
No, he's got a line of credit with Acme.
They don't sell food?
Not I mean, in the.
They don't sell food?
No, not in the Looney Tunes universe, no.
All right. Okay. This was the one thing. I'm going to speed through this since you don't have any respect for these two characters either. The one thing that I thought
was funny. Yes, I do. Just not Roadrunner.
You asked me what I found funny. What I found funny was they're speeding past the Flash. Then, of course, Coyote falls off a cliff like he always does and holds up a sign.
That you're
Flash.
Just trying to rush to your joke. That the only one you liked in this whole series.
Well, I just hit page down twice.
Well, I wanted to point out.
Yes.
The Flash, unlike Kyle Rayner, recognizes the Roadrunner as being, quote, from all those cartoons.
Maybe because the Flash is older. No, I don't know why.
Only slightly.
Who knows?
Well, again, Kyle Rayner was into, you know, Japanese cartoons. He probably never watched a Looney Tune in his life.
But you're not putting down manga. You have great respect for manga.
I like both. I like manga and anime, and I can appreciate American animation, well, the old stuff, you know, which was actually
so
good.
What you're telling me is the Generation Y, the kids today, are putting us in jeopardy by not reading these old comics and cartoons.
Wait, are we down to Generation Z by now?
Should, if we get invaded by cartoons or comics, they won't be able to help because they won't recognize?
Yeah, they're doomed.
Yeah.
It'll be up to us to save the world, but I could give a shit. Let the world die. I don't care. And, go ahead, because this you actually thought was funny.
Well, it's just funny that the same thing. The Roadrunner puts Wile E. Coyote in a position where he's going to fall off a cliff again, and Flash, who is a superhero, whose business it is to save people, doesn't even save Wile E. Coyote.
Let me point out, not only is this a DC comic, which means the Flash is a DC hero, which means he's incompetent, the Flash has seen the cartoons. He knows Wile E. Coyote will get up and dust himself off and be fine. Aha! Because Wile E. Coyote does have a sign. You could save me, you know. He looks so pitiful.
Well, maybe. Okay, you know what would make this comic good?
Different writer?
Yes. But what would really make it cool if there was a bit of jeopardy in this comic, where all of a sudden, if you cross the other universe, when you cross over, you can actually die.
I think there are deaths.
That would be good.
I actually think there are deaths in this comic. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, Grant Morrison already did that. That comic I told you about. The Coyote Gospel, where he crossed over Wile E. Coyote and Animal Man.
Okay.
Because every time Wile E. Coyote dies in these cartoons, he does experience all the pain of dying. But when Wile E. Coyote was in the real world, and he's going to die for the final time for real because he's in the real world, meaning the DC Universe, Animal Man's world, he's like, strange, no pain. And then he dies.
Oh. That's nice, though. That's good.
It was really good, yeah. Okay, so back to the bad comic.
Okay, you freely admit that it's a bad comic now.
Compared to Grant Morrison's Animal Man, yeah.
Well, why didn't we review that?
Because you just hinted that Mark Evanier sent us a nasty, uncalled-for email. So I'm going to take this opportunity to trash his comic and say once again, fuck Mark Evanier, whose claims to fame include writing such TV classics as Pink Lady and Jeff, and Welcome Back, Cotter.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Welcome Back, Cotter.
Early on it was good, but it became bad. It's like, what do you do when they graduate? Okay, I got another one. Forget Elmer Fudd. Was Horshack retarded?
No, but they hadn't discovered like ADD or Tourette's or any of that shit yet. It was just, you're retarded. They threw everything in the retarded bucket. I don't think he was retarded, but I think he had a problem. He had some kind of problem.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
Mixelplick and the... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Mixelplick and the Dodo are gloating that they're having fun, and Mixelplick has the line about him, Kyle Rayner. Just look how puzzled that green geek is. Which he is. The Marvin Martian is outrunning Kyle in his UFO, and... it's cool. Marvin Martian has some pity here because Kyle gets hurt because he runs right into the UFO. flying saucer thing, because Kyle is a loser and a geek and I hate him and I want him to die. I want him to die slowly and horribly for sullying the name Green Lantern.
Who do you hate more, Jason Todd or Kyle Rayner?
Oh, no, I like Jason Todd.
Oh, okay, all right.
He was the cool Robin. I mean, he killed a dude, man. Yeah, so... Oh, I told you, he's like becoming a goody-goody now from what I've read about Countdown. So they're ruining him now, even. What's good is that Marvin Martian is like, oh, dear, I've injured you. Please accept these fleebs as a gesture of apology. And he's got a box that says, contents, fleebs. Let me point out, Kyle actually takes the box. This could be like a Kyle Rayner death device or something, and he just takes it. This was a very odd page, because the fleebs turned out to be like these little funny-looking space alien things that, like, grow and multiply, and then he's surrounded by them, and they don't actually do anything except say, fleeb, fleeb, fleeb.
I like how he has to, he does extricate himself from the fleebs, and he says he's sorry.
Marvin,
but you went past theirs. Okay, what you did go past, and I'm glad you're moving quickly through this, is there is a hint of trouble between Marvin, between Mitsuplik and the Dodo.
Oh yeah,
there's starting to be a little power play because everybody wants to be in charge. Isn't that funny? No matter what universe you're in, everybody wants to fucking be in charge.
Even if it's just being in charge of fucking with people, which is all they're doing.
Right. Right. Mitsuplik is starting to try to push the Dodo around, even though this whole all these machines are the Dodo's creations. You know, Mitsuplik is starting to try to wick. So who knows? I think they're setting something up here. Okay, now it's Havoc. Tasmanian Devil is starting to eat people in Metropolis or wherever the hell he is.
Mmm. Lawyer am good food. Tastes just like weasel.
Come on, that's funny. I don't even know why I'm trying to make you laugh.
That was good. I know I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed that scene.
By the way, look at John Jones. Doofus.
I smiled when Wonder Woman saw the little baby bumblebee vulture. I smiled at that. But Yosemite Sam is a pirate. I never got that anyway.
They went too far with this. This should have been like a Vertigo comic because, you know, the vulture is flying alongside the invisible plane and he's like, oh, I'm raping myself, Wonder Woman. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her. Come on. Family comic. Okay, he's actually singing the Bumblebee song. But notice he has a bumblebee.
Yeah.
He never had a bumblebee in the comic.
The vultures bring babies.
Vultures bring mutant babies. Yeah. Everybody knows the stork brings human babies. Yeah, he should have, like, a little two-headed mutant baby that he's carrying. He's bringing to
Well, actually, you see how nervous Wonder Woman is? She didn't even know she was pregnant.
Oh. You know, they call it an invisible plane, but I can see it.
Yeah. And by the way, you can see her. That's the joke of the stupid invisible plane. Hey, look at that woman sitting in the sky.
She
must be surrounded by an invisible...
That was always funny in the old Linda Carter series that I will not say anything bad about because the young Linda Carter was so insanely hot. I thought she was taller. It turns out she was only 5'8".
That's good enough.
Yeah, she carried herself as if she was like, you know, Wonder Woman size because I would guess Wonder Woman's like 6 foot. But, I think, by the way, the Justice League movie is a go again now that the writer's strike is over. So get ready for that.
But there's no Superman in it and no Batman in it, right?
The last script. I don't know. You can go on IMDb or Ain't It Cool News and look that up because what I was reading was that there is going to be at least Superman and no, he is not necessarily going to be played by Brandon, whatever the fuck his name is. Ruth, Ralph. The faggot. The gay guy who played Superman in the last movie.
You mean the guy that got the job because the director's gay too?
Well, this, of course, is only... We're only guessing that that's what happened, but... Come on. I mean, really.
What did Starhawk refer to him as a deadbeat dad or something like that? He shows up after being away for 5 years. He has a kid. What? Didn't even give a fuck.
Yeah, what the... What was that?
Well, in his defense, he didn't know that Lois was pregnant, but still.
Okay, Starhawk also made the very good point. He's going to disappear for 5 years. He doesn't check to see if he got Lois pregnant.
Well,
He could hear like a fetus's heartbeat.
There's just 8 billion fetuses on the planet.
Yes, and Clark is able to hear a single voice amongst all those people.
Because can you imagine that?
In Green Arrow, Black Canary, Connor, the Green Arrow in this series that we're looking at here, got shot. And they're panicking. Everybody's panicking except Oliver. Oliver just whispers, Clark. And Superman hears him. There you go.
In that, that means if he hears fetus heartbeats, then he also hears the cries of fetuses as they're being dunked into the pails as doctors are aborting them all across the country. You know, glug, 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 gurgle, gurgle. So you have to tune that out.
No, he doesn't hear anything because you're implying that abortion is murder.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Of course, abortion is, I have said this before, I'll say it again, abortion is a beautiful thing and every woman should have one.
Well, if he can hear it, the point I was trying to make is if they can hear the fetus heartbeat,
there's no way you'd be able to do that in a comic book without coming across as pro-life. That's why I refuse to see Juno, by the way. Ellen Page is really hot, and I would fuck her in a second, but this Juno just smacks of pro-life. I refuse to see that movie.
How old is Ellen Page?
20.
Okay.
Yeah, but she looks like 15.
Okay.
15. Well, that's a little old, still. Now, see, if she was 8, better yet, 7. Yeah, a 7-year-old Ellen Page. Because she looks 5 years younger. You figure, like, she looked like she was 3. And that's cool. She'd be able to walk. But she wouldn't be able to run away. Heh, heh, heh. She could try. She could try to run away on those little legs. And you would just laugh at her. Oh, man. Then you catch her and she starts crying. And you're like, there, there. This won't hurt much.
I wonder if they let you podcast from jail.
Yeah, I knew you had some kind of a punchline if you were letting me say all that. I'm like, okay, he's going to say something. Yeah, Yosemite Sam sucks. I hate him. I can't stand him.
Well, it's kind of funny. Why is there a cowboy? Why is there a cowboy as a pirate?
I had that thought. Although I think there was at least one Bugs Bunny cartoon where Yosemite Sam was a pirate.
Yeah, but he still talks like he's a cowboy. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Nah, okay. Okay, we get some good. By the way, the art for Batman's pretty good.
Oh, I was on the Plastic Man scene. Oh, same scene. Yeah, Sylvester and Tweety are fucking with Plastic Man. Is Sylvester gay?
Yes.
Agreed. Is Tweety a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay, here's where we'll differ. I think Tweety's a boy.
Look at those eyelashes.
Oh, no. You don't get it. I mean, okay, Sylvester's like the old queen. And Tweety.
Oh.
Yeah, Tweety's this, like, little, you know, young little twink that Sylvester's obsessed with. And he needs to put Tweety into his mouth.
So it says sucking succotash? No. Oh, no.
And succotash. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Plastic Man and Batman are happy that the two fag cartoons have vanished. And here's the real Penguin, you know, the human Penguin, who they defeat in, like, a single page, of course. I like that this penguin is doing the wah, wah, wah. You know, like what was his name? Burgess Meredith used to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plastic
from
Man.
TV show.
Oh, yeah, Penguin's bitching. Plastic Man tells him, call the Supervillains Union. File a grievance. Actually, the Penguin, because you've seen Venture Brothers, the Penguin could file a grievance with the League of Calamitous Intent.
That's funny.
Just saying. And, oh, here's that damn dog. The talking dog. And he's like, hey, I could put on a mask. You could call me Bat Dog.
Don't you love me? Love me. Love me. Yeah.
Okay, back to Bugs and Elmer. I always like when Bugs is in disguise. That's always pretty cool. Pretending to be a park ranger. Elmer, of course, believes everything that Bugs in disguise tells him. More humiliation of Elmer, as usual.
Look, he makes Elmer cross-dress. Look at this.
He's like dressed like a clown.
Yeah.
Now, here's a good question. Because I'm loath to think this, because I like Bugs Bunny, but I've seen a lot of the old Bugs cartoons. I have to ask, is Bugs Bunny gay? He dresses like a woman a lot. And there was one where, like, he married Elmer.
It was the times.
Okay. All right, I'll go with that. All right, so he has, like, switched Superman's powers into Elmer Fudd here. And Clark Kent's a doofus like Elmer now. He has an urge to hunt wabbits.
Yeah, and now basically Ms. Aplik is yelling at the Dodo, just shut the fuck up and do as you're told. And you know that's going to come back to home.
I think you skipped ahead only because...
I didn't.
Oh, okay. I love... Oh, by the way, Elmer is now Superman. He's got the costume and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's who changed him into Superman.
This is funny, though. Bugs, as he does, goes up behind Super Elmer, puts his hands over his eyes. Guess who? And Elmer's like, Lois Wayne? Wanna Wang? Wex Wuthor? Dude, that's funny.
Horrible comic? Sorry, I can't do
it. No, because, of course, Superman has LL characters all over the place, which is perfect for the Elmer, who is going to pronounce the name. Ah, never freaking mind.
Yeah, I like the fact that in Squadron Supreme, they basically bust on that when Hyperion is starting to like put on glasses and do like Superman-type shit. Everybody reacts to him as if it's a corny idea.
You know, yeah, they even bust on it in this comic. I think Foghorn later tells Superman those glasses ain't fooling anyone.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, do you know they never collected this miniseries, which was probably designed to be and intended to be collected? Wow, sales must have been bad. I wonder why. I mean, it's a great comic, as bad comics go.
You mean a trade paperback with these four just...
Yeah. What? I mean, this is... you got to go into the back issue bins of comic stores. Hey, by the way, your favorite comic store in Old City, one thing. If you noticed, it does not have back issue bins.
No. They like their fans.
I'm just pointing out that with the recession, I think the market for back issues, which is to say incredibly overpriced old comics, is pretty much dead. Well, that's why we have Scans Comics. Hey, which, by the way, if not for Scans Comics, we would never have read this masterpiece. Since it was never collected. So good for the scanners for keeping this stuff out there in the public eye. Okay, Chicken Hawk, finally. I don't know why he would think Perry White is a chicken, but okay. Oh yeah, because Jimmy Olsen's like telling Perry White have courage. Perry's like, oh, you think I'm a chicken? And he just shows up. Did somebody say chicken? I like the Chicken Hawk. He's cool. Like you pointed out, I like little feisty characters. They amuse me.
Yeah.
The Chicken Hawk should have a cigar. It's all he's missing. He should take one of Perry White's cigars.
And Bugs is still at it, with messing with Elmer.
Yeah, and Elmer is so stupid. He's still.
Wabbit Wentford? Who is the placard?
Wow, this is dated.
Mm-hmm.
Is she dead now? Did she starve herself to death? Or?
Yeah, she just stopped eating entirely.
Okay, that's probably why she disappeared. Okay, Toy Man. Oh, we have a villain. How about that? Yes.
Oh, that's funny that we have Toy Man, considering how juvenile this whole comic is. It's funny that they picked Toy Man.
Well, I'm sure that's why they picked Toy Man, because he fits right into this absurd comic. And Superman's going to save the day, but no, since they've been switched, Superman has Elmer's clown costume Bugs tricked him into wearing on. And Superman, dressed like a clown, jumps out a window and discovers he has no powers. I like Superman, but hey, you know, he is a little arrogant. So, wow. Okay, I'm not buying it, though. Look, Superman is holding on with one hand to the windowsill here, and I'm supposed to believe he really pulled himself back up.
Well, you know, he's got muscles anyway. He's got normal human muscles.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. And Joe Staton does draw him like a big muscular dude, so sure. Oh, Elmer Fudd is going to save the day as Superman. Bugs, Porky, and Foghorn here.
Oh, apparently he knows a lot about Superman, because he knows the kryptonite, and he's worried about kryptonite as Elmer.
Yes,
that's good.
Okay, we saw... Oh, by the way, we saw at the beginning that the Looney Tunes were reading the DC comic. So,
right.
Of course they know. Which means that, actually, yes, Kyle should have known about...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is where I'm out. I'm out right here because Elmer Fudd's been fucked with for...
And he saves Bugs?
Okay. You turn into Superman. First thing you do is you burn Bugs and you have yourself some rabbit stew. You look at him and you burn him with your fucking eyes. You just burn him to the ground. That's it. I'm tired of this nonsense. I'm tired of you humiliating.
Nonsense. Okay. In reality...
You just burn him.
No. Elmer...
Take off those faggoty white gloves, Bugs. And
I will defend the gloves because Howard the Duck also wears those gloves. But anyway, no. Elmer Fudd is a masochist. He knows that Bugs is going to get over on him every time, and deep down, he loves it. He lives for it. He gets off on it. It's that simple. Now, notice the first thing he does is save Bugs Bunny. Now he's flying with him. All right, so Elmer is Superman. Bugs Bunny is like Margot Kidder here with Elmer flying him around. And Daffy Duck is freaked out by the humans. Get a load of those hands. 5 fingers. Okay. Batman, lest you say for the 100th time Batman is not gay, I will point out that Alfred here says I made your favorite protein shake, sir. Wheat germ, honey, and yogurt. Okay, Wolverine, a real man, drinks beer. Batman, who is what he is, drinks like a yuppie shake. That if you bought it at Starbucks would be like $10.
Well, he can afford it.
No, that's not the point. Why doesn't Batman drink beer?
Well, at the time he was played by George Clooney, so...
Yeah, there's references to that in here that are all annoying, actually. I like that Porky Pig is freaked out by the fact that the humans in the DC Universe are all wearing pants. Because, of course, none of the Looney Tunes wear pants.
Yes.
Which is disturbing if you stop to think about that for a second. What the fuck?
I've never understood that.
Hey, remember the Robert Smigel cartoon? What was it called? The Anatomicals or whatever?
Yep.
Enough said. That's got to be on YouTube, so I'll just let it go with that. Okay, a toy man's firing something at Elmer that's going to kill him. And yes, that's the cliffhanger. Bugs Bunny here has his eyes shut tight with his hands over his head, and he's cringing, and he's cowardly, and he is out of character.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, no, I mean, when you're right.
What's it say? The duck?
Yeah, the next
duck,
issue. The duck.
The duck knight returns. Are we done this podcast yet?
Well, we're halfway.
Can we review something good?
Well, we're halfway through it because that's issue 2. Damn, how long have we been? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay. Whew. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can review the next 2 issues, man. This is, whose idea was this?
Yours.
Fuck.
This had nothing to do with me at all. I've been tough on the fans, but
yeah, I think I actually said what it was in episode 11. I mentioned this series and I said we got to review this sometime.
So, in a sort of a long way away, very long way away.
Well, notice how we eventually did get to it, much like I promised we'd review Cerebus, and we got to that like 100 years later.
Okay, make sure that you don't promise to chase away the fans. Just don't make that promise. Some of this may be happening as anyway.
I was thinking we could review those Welcome Back Cotter comics. Speaking of Welcome Back Cotter.
Well, that'd be a good time to bring back Starhawk.
Tune in next time. We're going to review Superman and Bugs Bunny issue 3, as well as another comic altogether. And no, don't panic. It's not Welcome Back Cotter. Nor, thankfully, is it another Jack T. Chick piece of garbage. And, guess I'm out of here. Okay, just to explain this next clip. Over on Thoom, as I do on PCX, I've bashed Batman quite a lot as his only proper. And interestingly, on an episode of Thoom, Tim had Batman himself respond to me, basically calling me out, which I kind of took exception to. And so along with Starhawk, I sent a little response over to Tim to air on Thume, although it never did. I'm kind of thinking that Tim thought my response was slightly homophobic, and I can see where that would have personally offended at least one member of Tim's crew over there, cough cough Kingsley, and yeah, I guess that's why he never aired it, but you know, fuck that. I'm airing it over here, and you guys can judge for yourselves or not if this is in any way, shape, or form anti-gay, because frankly, I don't hear it.
Hey, Batman, you faggot-ass pussy friend of Kingsley. Oh, I'll explain that later, Starhawk. Kingsley's like the token gay guy on Timmy Thume's show.
Thanks for explaining that later.
One second is later. Yeah, call me out, will you? Well, I got Starhawk here.
And by the power of Podan! Hello, Podcast X listeners.
Oh, well, these are Timmy Thume listeners. This is the bit that I'm sending to Timmy Thume so he can play it on his show.
It's so obvious they only listen to Timmy Thume in the hopes that they will hear members of Podcast X. This would be the first appearance of Starhawk.
On another show.
On another show.
Oh, yeah, Starhawk is a member of Team X over on Podcast X, which if you're not listening to, you suck, like Batman sucks.
Now, first, let's always give proper props to the Timmy of the Thume. Props to you, Timmy Thume. I didn't think any heterosexual male could get that faggot Batman out of the Batcave and appear live on their podcast. So props to you for that.
You know, much like Rosebud was actually William Hurst, whatever his name was, Mr. Hurst's euphemism for his mistress's vagina, the Batcave is actually Batman's euphemism for Robin's asshole, which is why he spends so much time there.
I beg to differ. Bats, your oratory skills were notable. But then again, fellatio is an oratory skill, and that is what we are noting about you right here in this response. But because you're such a lowly, second-class superhero figure, we feel that we should let our lowly, second-class podcast co-host respond. Minicon, would you please?
Hey, Batman, let's just face it, all that bat cycle, bat car, bat this and bat that, that's just so you can take a bat up your ass, isn't it? You like the bat in the ass, that's all you do, you take the bat in the ass in the car, you take the bat in the ass in the motorcycle, you take the bat in the ass in the bug, and the bat cave, that no euphemism for Robin's ass, that you ass, it's like, hey, take my bat, put it in my cave, bat. Cave! Faggot boy!
Okay, that's enough, even though it's all true and Batman sucks. Fuck you, Batman.